Good morning for WRCO News. This is Todd Coppernall reporting. It is 43 degrees in Richland Center this morning under bright blue skies. In the news, no final totals in yet from the Hub City dirt drags. However, I did get an email in here this morning. I'll just read it out loud. It says, final numbers not in, but it was a record-breaking year for the Hub City dirt drags. I can say we added more food vendors, and they were mostly sold out at the end. Extra dumpsters were overflowing. Apparel stands sold out. We had to get an extra pump of the porta potties. Beer trailers were empty. We used the overflow parking lot by mid-afternoon Saturday. It was an amazing event, and we're working hard already, making plans to handle the community impact of the extra traffic for the October 9th and 10th diesel truck challenge. That event, obviously a big hit. Mick Cosgrove also tells me Saturday night at the Richland Center City Auditorium, 235 people attended the high mileage concert. Again, a very strong turnout. And also, there were around 350 participants entered into this year's Race for Grace event. The third annual fundraiser for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination was held for the first time at the Richland Center High School, with races beginning and ending on the track. Several departments were represented in the emergency responders race, with teams competing wearing their gear. A group from Sauk County came in first in the police category, while TNT from Richland County was first among the EMT teams. Viroqua Fire Department personnel narrowly defeated a group from Avoca in the Fire Department Challenge. Among the individual 5K winners was Lindsay Hatfield, who was the top finishing female participant, and Malachi Fretz, who won the top male honors with a time of 16:50. The overall female competitor in this year's first annual run was Angie Lyko, while Levi Fritz came in first in the male division. Grace would like to thank everyone who made this year's Race for Grace a great success. So Richland Center obviously had a great weekend. Nice job, everyone. The City Utilities of Richland Center Water Department is conducting 2026 water main flushing through Friday, May 22nd. Flushing will take place weekday mornings beginning approximately 6 a.m. and continuing through mid to late afternoon. Flushing will not take place overnight this year. During flushing, the entire water system may experience temporary rusty or cloudy water and reduced water pressure, not just the zone being flushed that day. The water remains safe to drink, however, it may discolor laundry. This week's flushing schedule for Monday for today, North Industrial Park back to town along County AA to the City Cemetery Garage, which is at 10th Street, also the 11th and 12th Street areas. The Richland Hospital and Clinics welcomed three new members to its board of directors following its annual meeting held April 27th. Former State Senator Dale Schultz, Dr. Neil Bard, family physician at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, and Dawn Burnt, a clinical specialist in infusion therapy who holds a doctorate in nursing. All three began their board responsibilities immediately. The board also elected its leadership team for the coming year, naming Ed Lineweber as chair, Karn Schaff as vice chair, Steve Bauer as secretary, and Laura Melby as treasurer. Lineweber, who is entering the third year of his first term as chair, expressed his appreciation for the opportunity to serve, saying, "I'm honored to have been selected chair of the TRHC Board of Directors for the coming year. I look forward to working with fellow board members, hospital and clinic staff, and the community to help ensure independent, local, quality patient care in the years ahead. At TRHC, we take our mission, our patients above all else, very seriously." He also welcomed the new board members and thanked those concluding their service. "On behalf of the board, I welcome Dr. Neil Bard, Dale Schultz, and Dawn Burnt, and thank outgoing members, Dr. Kay Balink, Peter Walsh, and Ryan Babel, for their dedicated service to our patients and the greater community. They will be missed." Lineweber said, "The energy, expertise, and commitment of our providers and staff give me great confidence that we will continue to achieve our goals and serve our community well into the future." TRHC President and CEO Bruce Raisler emphasized the importance of strong board leadership. "Our board members are essential in steering our organization," Raisler said. "Their shared commitment to serving the community's needs helps create a strong working partnership. The Richland Hospital and Clinics remains committed to delivering high-quality, patient-centered care and values the leadership and expertise of its board of directors in guiding that mission. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a crash automated alert in the area of Badger Hollow Road and Blue River Road in the township of Eden. It was found that a UTV had rolled. Subsequent to the investigation, Adam R. Loffenberg, age 39, of Highland, was arrested and cited for operating an ATV or UTV while under the influence of an intoxicant, ATV-UTV intoxicated operation, refusal to provide required samples, submit to chemical tests, and operate all-terrain vehicle or utility terrain vehicle in a careless manner. Loffenberg was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked and charged, later released to a responsible party. The Richland Hospital Foundation has made a significant investment in local healthcare by funding new equipment that allows cataract surgery services and routine eye examinations to return to the Richland Hospital and clinics. This contribution ensures patients can once again receive high-quality vision care close to home. Cataracts, one of the most common age-related vision conditions, can cause cloudy or blurred sight, impacting daily life and independence. Cataract surgery, a safe and highly effective outpatient procedure, restores vision by replacing the eye's cloudy lens with a clear artificial one. TRHC has reintroduced cataract surgery services under the care of Douglas Bull, MD, a highly experienced ophthalmologist who has worked for more than 30 years performing cataract evaluations, glaucoma, dry eye care, treating diabetic eye disease, and general medical eye symptoms such as red eye, vision loss, and flashes or floaters. The return of this service is made possible by the Richland Hospital Foundation's funding, which is about halfway to meeting their goal. Our annual golf event, June 11th, and a new celebration called Howl at the Moon in August at the Willows, we hope will significantly help us meet the funding challenge, says Foundation Director Angie Conan. We're incredibly grateful to the Richland Hospital Foundation for their support in bringing this service back, said Bruce Raisler, president and CEO at TRHC. Having access to local vision care, including cataract surgery, is essential for our community. It reduces the burden of travel for patients and helps ensure they receive timely, high-quality care close to home. Restoring these services in Richland Center has been a top priority for us, and it's making a real difference in people's lives. The eye care team at TRHC continues to grow. Later this summer, optometrist Dr. Darren Vitz will join the organization, further expanding access to comprehensive vision care services for area residents. Patients experiencing vision changes due to cataracts are encouraged to speak with their healthcare provider about whether surgery may be right for them and to learn more about receiving care locally at TRHC. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics at 608-647-6321. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a single motorcycle crash in the 7,000 block of Hay Lane Road in the township of Pulaski. MedFlight was also en route to the scene. The sole occupant was transported to a local hospital for his injuries. During the investigation, Joshua R. Jarrett, age 43, from Montfort, was charged with operating while under the influence, first offense. In Dane County, Bruce Lewis Frisch of Mount Horeb, initially charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography, pleaded guilty to one count of possession of child pornography. Frisch has been sentenced to 3 years in prison, followed by 3 years of extended supervision. The other nine charges were dismissed. The criminal complaint states Mount Horeb Detective Jennifer Schaff received a cyber tip from the Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The cyber tip had been submitted by Media Lab /KIK from the NCMEC, the National Center for Missing Exploited Children. Welcome to Medicare will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Richland Human Health and Services Building. This interactive class is free and walks through your timelines for getting enrolled, the costs, and different parts to Medicare. Sign up is required as each participant will be given a folder of materials and useful guides. Please call the Richland ADRC to save your seat at 608-647-4616. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved death that occurred in the city of Oshkosh Sunday morning. At 8:18 Sunday, an Oshkosh Police Department officer was dispatched to a business near the 100 block of North Washburn Street in Oshkosh to respond to reports of theft of a firearm. The officer made contact with the subject in the parking lot of the business. Not complying with commands, the subject continued walking toward the law enforcement officer, and the subject retrieved a firearm from their waistline. The officer discharged their weapon, striking the subject. A firearm was recovered at the scene. EMS was contacted and life-saving measures were rendered on the subject. The subject was transported to a local hospital where they were later pronounced deceased. No members of law enforcement or members of the public were injured during the incident. The involved law enforcement officer was wearing a body-worn camera during the incident and will be placed on administrative leave per the agency's policy. Involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Winnebago County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes.